My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are these ripped from the headlines, Kenny?
If you've ever seen Fear with Mark Wahlberg, you're right there. It gets strong, man. I'm like, whoa!
So I really have to pay attention to the plot.
Yes, you do. They make it worthwhile. It's 45 minutes. You're going, 45 minutes of HR training. And then you start seeing, like,
Cape Fear, right?
I'm like, what does happen next? What'd you say? Yeah.
It's not Cape Fear.
No, it's getting close, though. It.
How great if they included the music and made it a show bit.
And she looks into the camera. She breaks the fourth wall. She's like, what should I do? I'm like, head for the hills. What are you talking about? Get out of there.
Yeah, the problem is in, like, the real movies, I root for some really bad things to happen to some of the people involved. So can I do that, watch any HR video?
Looks like you are going to be answering some other questions.
I'm just going to have Mitch watch it for me and tell me how it ends.
Yeah, I'll have bad takes about it.
Good spoiler.
Yeah. People are saying you spoiled that movie, bud. The trap movie.
It's
good
in
job.
The trailer. They reveal it in the trailer. It's not a spoiler.
Not according to the people listening
then
to the show.
The people need to watch trailers. Which also spoils some things sometimes.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Gosh. You're saying the last thing you say is worse than what came out before. It's like progressively getting worse with you, Mitch.
You know, radio shows all the time, they beg to be in movies that are like locally shot or anything. Mm-hmm. We want to be in the HR videos.
Yes.
And not just any HR videos. Not just the fishing with a PH video. Who cares? No, we want to be in the sexual harassment video.
I want to be in it. Put us in it.
Can we lobby for that?
Put us in it.
Who do we ask?
We're going to have to flip a coin to see which one is the harassee and the harasser, you and I.
I'm not going to overact. I'm going to take it very seriously. I'm going to get in character. I'm going to do what Daniel Day-Lewis would do.
Second reference of the show. We are moving on, bud. We are moving on.
I'm not that actor.
Sharon Moore could be in trouble. Well, you'd be the harassee. Sharon Moore is a guy in trouble. This is not acting. This is true, correct?
Yeah, it's not acting when he has to delete all his texts with Connor Stallions, whatever it is.
Stallions!
This is incredible. You know what's incredible about this story is I poo-pooed it when it started. I said, I am not, as an Ohio State fan, going to attack them for stealing signs, something. I'll be fair about this. With the Houston Astros, I didn't like that they used technology to do it, but I'm like, guys, it's stealing signs, what everybody does. Okay, their methods were a little more advanced, but I don't know. What happened to the Astros? Did they get a World Series taken from them?
No.
Michigan's not going to get the title taken from them, nor do I think they should. I am more interested in what happens afterwards. Meaning, is this really why Jim Harbaugh left? Did he lie to investigators? Did other coaches lie to investigators? We know the Big Ten came in and suspended Harbaugh last year. What is the NCAA going to do? And how much will they attempt to really set back the program? Those are the things that I'm interested in because of what happened with Jim Tressel in the past. Remember, it never is what actually goes down. Like, we know payers have been played. There have been elements of cheating in every sport. Look at the New England Patriots and what they were doing to game the system.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is, did you get caught lying about it? That, to me, is where it gets interesting. And more and more gets uncovered with this Michigan situation, it's going to be harder and harder.
I can't believe I was the one who was right.
For this not to be linked with the program forever.
I was wrong to project on you and Daryl earlier in the show about an hour ago, and I apologize. You can go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app. I apologize to you and Daryl, but I ended up being right about this one because I did. I made a big deal about it, and I thought that I wasn't convinced that Michigan was going to win the national championship when it first came out. I knew that they were good. I wasn't convinced that they were going to do it. Now that the championship is done, because it got to a point where now you've gone far enough, you might as well just run the table and see whether or not you can win the whole thing or not. And they did, closely, but they did. And my issue of it was, is that the NCAA, whatever teeth that they have, are going to use this and going to play this out, because Jim Harbaugh was as strident and, I would say, borderline vitriolic as one could be during this entire process, to the point where he was told on the tarmac, which is never a good meeting. No one ever meets you at the tarmac with good news. It's never a good meeting, and it wasn't a good meeting how he had basically had to just get back on the plane and he wasn't allowed to coach that day in Happy Valley. For Sherrone Moore, I think Sherrone Moore, he did what he had to do. He did what he had to do. This is where a lot of coaches are able to insulate themselves and have quote-unquote plausible deniability. Every step of the way, Sherrone Moore did what he had to do here. Connor Stallions has ideas. He has to listen to Connor Stallions, probably because his boss wanted to listen to Connor Stallions. He coached the team. He had to coach the team. He took over as coach. Okay, well, before this, the only other place that he was a finalist for was Purdue. Michigan's a hell of a step up from Purdue. He had to do what he had to do. That doesn't. I'm not rooting against him from everything I say, but I need to know what type of violations that they're going to have. I mentioned whatever teeth that they have left. What teeth does the NCAA
they're
have?
They're talking show cause. They're talking potential suspension. I haven't even seen.
The only way he doesn't make it out of this, Sherrone Moore, is if they become such a toxic thing where you could take away scholarships. Now I can just pay him.
Yeah,
if I lower the amount, I don't know
that's
what
important.
To do.
What you just said is important, though.
Do I suspend players that are currently there? I can't. They didn't have anything to do with any of this, at least not that I know of. So what can the NCAA really do anymore now that there's NIL?
Well,
because I could just say, like, okay, they're going to take away your scholarship, but I can pay you to come here.
I just on a side note, I said from day one, stealing signs to me, I mean, you try to confuse the other team on signs. It's up to you to protect your signs. And now that we're doing the headsets, right? What are they doing specifically? How many players?
One on offense, one on defense.
Okay, so you know they're trying to mitigate any of that to begin with. So it's going to be a bygone era that we talk about stealing signs, most likely.
Yeah.
But remember that Michigan was almost defiant. They were adamant that this dude, Connor, was a rogue actor. Well, I was never buying that. It was almost hostile. You're telling me some Harbaugh who runs that kind of a tight ship, all of a sudden somebody has penetrated that, and then they're also helping the team.
I don't believe it at all.
But they don't know about
it. They only don't know when they don't want to know.
Now,
that's it.
If he allegedly deleted, and we're talking about Sherrone Moore, deleted a thread of 52 text messages with Connor Stallions in October of 2023, on the same day media reports revealed Stallions was leading an effort to capture the play calling signals of future opponents. Okay, so now if that were the case, then Moore knew. Okay, so they lied about it. They lied to investigators. And then the next question is, you mean to tell me Moore never told Harbaugh, never came up, never over drinks, never over steak and milk? At no point did that ever come up.
For all I know is he sent him to be the point man for all this.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I think Michigan loses that moral argument over any of that.
No one's answering my question.
Well, my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My question is, how is it not going to be forever linked at this point?
You're talking about the court of public appeal.
Michigan fans, all with their bet sweatshirts and their merchandise, and they all laugh about it now. This is always going to be mentioned now. Your championship, look, you won the championship. You won it even after all Stallions was pulled off the sidelines. You won it. But it's always going to be brought up now. You lied to investigators. You did. You lied to the Big Ten. You lied to the NCAA. He was not a rogue actor. It was all part of the program. And then your head coach leaves immediately after you win a national championship. When does that happen?
Do you want to put out the bet signal for the marble mouth?
Go ahead.
Because you know is going to raise his antennas.
Just don't lie. Just say, yes, we cheated. Yes.
No. God, no. No. Would never admit to that.
Keith can't admit that they stole the signs?
Oh, Keith can admit anything he wants. It's Keith's opinion. Keith is not on the Board of Regents. He's Michigan not the school
Michigan
president.
Fans.
No.
Michigan fans, I will say, let's just do this. You guys won the national championship. I'll say fair and square, but just admit that your head coach who left and now Sherrone Moore, just admit that they lied. Just do that. That's all you have to do. We can all be fair here.
Are you trying to trick me into admitting that because you're going to call me a Michigan fan? Because I'm not a Michigan fan.
I'm a Buckeye. You won the national championship. I didn't care about the cheating scandal. I really didn't. I didn't bring it up every day.
I was surprised you didn't.
But at the same time, admit that Harbaugh lied. Admit that Sherrone Moore lied. That's all. That's all we can do. And we'll be done with this.
Anybody with Michigan can't admit they lied.
Yeah, they can.
No,
sure.
No. Because you've already been through this with the whole Fab Five thing. I'd be willing to...
I mean, Jim Tressel got fired for lying.
Oh,
that's what
but
happened.
That's absolutely true. But you also have Jim Harbaugh who left. I mean, it's almost... It's not as good as a firing.
He lied, then he
But they were both gone. And you could say that, well, Roger Goodell decided to suspend Jim Tressel, which... He's not going to suspend a head coach. If Jim Tressel left Ohio State to go be the head coach with the Cleveland Browns, he would not have suspended Jim Tressel at that time. He's not going to do that to an active head coach. So that part is different. I need to know, though, what teeth does the NCAA have to really, truly enforce whatever penalty there is? And a lot of us, you know, we don't like to sit there and dwell on guys being cheaters. I mean, I thought you still have Houston who gets booed when they go to a ballpark. Mm-hmm. Alex Bregman still gets booed. But that's almost kind of become like an inside running gag to me. Do people really hold... Unless you just hate the Astros, I don't know who the Astros' rival would be, but unless you just 100% hate the Astros, does anybody really bring that up anymore? No. Does anybody really bring up any of the other big cheating scandals that are brought up? When it comes to cheating, I mean, if they're more nefarious, then fine. But if there's something that's about cheating, I think a lot of people just want to move on. Because I think a lot of people would have done a lot of things to give themselves an advantage. If the shoe was on the other foot, I'd say, what are you going to do to Ohio State? What are you going to do? You can't take away their championship because you can't erase their memory. So what are you going to take from them that truly hurts them? They can pay guys now. Well, we'll take away scholarships. Okay, well, you know, I guess guys like Brandon Graham in the past can just be preferred walk-ons now who get their school paid for by a nice donor out there, and then they get paid NIL on top of it. You can't do anything to Michigan anymore. You couldn't do anything to Ohio State, for that matter. So what are they going to actually do? Other than what you said. And I think that'll subside over a while. Unless Sherrone Moore just gets drugged through the mud on all this.
Yeah, the only thing you would wonder is if sometimes these stories, they skyrocket out of control, and then next thing you know, a coach is getting fired.
But I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
Yeah, you weather the storm, right? But how many times have we seen, whether it's a media guy said something stupid, and whether you can weather the storm and wait it out.
But there has to be...
Did the guy get canceled in real time?
But there has to be something where someone becomes aggrieved and they become state's witness in some form or fashion, even though I don't think this is a breaking of the law. There have to be like a deep throat character. Connor Stallions got what he wanted.
Listen,
did he not get a ring? Did they give Connor Stallions a ring?
I'm sure they did. Okay, he'll never pay for anything in Ann Arbor.
I know there's a picture
much.
Of him getting to hold the trophy.
Yeah.
He got a ring. He's a giant fan.
For this rogue actor.
I'm sure somebody, and by the way, somebody who's a Michigan alum is going to take care of Connor Stallions with some sort of a job for the rest of his life.
I would hire him.
So where
I would hire him in a second.
So you just
he
said
he helped
it.
Us win a national championship.
So who's supposed to be upset here? Who's going to be the one to say, actually, it's way worse than any of you think, and I'm the one who's got the details on all of it. No one's going to do it.
The only thing is,
so the only thing you have left to do is to sit there and call them cheaters every chance you get, which is your right.
It can become untenable for administrators at Michigan, especially with how much they tout their morals and how much it's just different in Ann Arbor. Down at Ohio State, those guys will do whatever it takes to win. But in Michigan, we have a heritage. We do not act like they do in Columbus. And then they have Sherrone Moore potentially lying to investigators. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I wouldn't be surprised if some administrators in Michigan say, we can't have this.
I think there would be some administrators, but not enough to remove Sherrone Moore.
We'll see how high in the pecking order. I don't know.
Would the school president remove Moore over this? Nope.
They already won their national title. What does Sherrone Moore do at this point? I mean, yeah, he had the nice win over over Michigan, over Ohio State, but is he not expendable? Especially if you want to get into good graces.
Yeah, but I'm going to expend him for reasons that are on the field. If they turn in an 8-5 somewhere along the line, then I can get rid of him for stuff on the field. But for him, I don't think that he did anything. Well, excuse me, he probably did do something wrong, but not anything I'd fire him for right now. What's there to fire him for? He took the heat for Jim Harbaugh, and he will take the heat for Jim Harbaugh. All right,
if they have nailed him lying now it becomes a credibility thing. And you're right. I don't know what the NCAA even looks like after this, but there will be another version of the NCAA.
Of course there will. It's probably called ESPN, but either way.
Right. There's going to be a governing body, and if you already have a head coach who's caught lying, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to recover from.
The only way I could see them being really hurt by this is if their donors decide that they're not going to pay for tuition for the players. Because I can take away your scholarship. Well, okay, you're only down to 40 scholarships.
What about postseason ban? What happens if they get a postseason ban in this first expanded playoffs?
Well, then remember,
that's kind of crushing.
Doesn't the college football playoff have to agree to that? Because those are separate entities, correct? I know that they're under the umbrella of the NCAA terms, but not that.
It gets harder if they can't play in the Big Ten championship. Let's say they come in and do that. I mean, you already saw the Big Ten came in last year and did that suspension for Harbaugh to kind of weather the storm.
And then if you're Jim Harbaugh, do you turn around since you're in the NFL and go, I orchestrated the entire thing. Yeah, right. Don't do anything to Sherrone Moore.
Yeah,
you do it to me.
The hook.
Take it to me, even though I'm in the pros. Well, I'll pay your fine, whatever.
That would be entertaining.
216-474-0092. Well, how will Michigan look when this is all said and done?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall and centered, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.